Hello everyone, 欢迎你又回到酒馆。首先一个小通知，一转眼酒馆自己的进阶口语课程第三期的学员也即将毕业了。我们将在7月11号周四晚上8点在 CC Talk 上面举行结业式还有公开的 presentation 展示。喜欢酒馆的小伙伴们赶快来围观吧，来看看我们优秀的主动学习者在四个月的课程里的满满收获。占座请联系小助手，微信是 LULUXJG1,LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的拼音首字母，最后一个数字一， LULUXJG1， 我们都在酒馆等你哦。 Now, on with the show. Hello again, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你又回到闲话美国。 Hello, James.
Hello, Lulu.
What are we going to talk about today, James?
Well, I'd like to start today by asking you a question.
Yeah, sure.
When you think of an image, a stereotypical or an iconic American, what kind of image comes into your head?
I think I was having this conversation with someone earlier. I would have to say cowboy.
That's right. That's what most people around the world would think is cowboys.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, fun. I actually don't know that much about cowboys. All I know is just this really stereotypical...cowboy image, where they have all these, you know, the specific type of clothing and then the specific lines they have.
I know what you're talking about, and we'll talk about that. That's kind of the Hollywood image of the cowboy.
Mm.
Movies about the Wild West or the western parts of the United States from about 150 years ago, mm-hmm. 200 years ago, were a very popular movie genre a long time ago. And these movies really...showed the world the image of the cowboy.
I don't think that would be the realistic situation. Is it more of a romanticized, 一个比较浪漫化、比较电影化的这种牛仔形象? Would you say that?
Like most things in movies, it's not exactly like real life.
Yeah.
So in the movies, they showed cowboys being usually like a hero or a loner hero.
Mm-hmm.
Like...by themselves, they save the day or they save some farmers from some bandits or bad people.
Yep.
And then they do lots of horse riding, gun fighting, or being like manly men.
Very much like the macho image. 很就是男子气概十足的这种形象。They also do a lot of dueling, right?
Yeah,
D-U-E-L?
Yeah, like I said, we call that gun fighting.
Oh, what's the difference?
Well...Dueling is, so two men have guns, they walk, they're back to back, they walk a certain distance, turn around, one person fires, the other person fires. A gunfight, you're already at a distance and you're looking at each other face to face, and whoever pulls the gun fastest, bang!
So it's more about speed.
Speed and bluffing the opponent.
Mm. You were talking about the specificmovie genre, 一个特殊的类型片叫做 Western film, 叫西部片。When Americans talk about Western, what exactly do you mean? West of what?
Well, the line is specifically the Mississippi River. It's west of the Mississippi River, which would be a huge piece of the United States. This would be states like Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, California, Arizona, New Mexico, andIt's a very big part of the country.
That is almost, that's half.
More than half.
More than half of the country. So you were talking about the romanticized cowboy image. What about in real life?
Well, in real life, they're basically just a cattle worker. Somebody who takes care of cows.
Cattle means a herd of cows.
Well, cattle is the term for cow, like for the agricultural purpose.
For the agricultural purpose.Where were these people originally from?
Well, the idea of cowboy is not actually originally from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a Spanish-Mexican origin because the Spanish-Mexicans, they are the ones who taught Americans their style of cattle working, using ropes, horse riding to take care of cows, and Americans adopted this.
When you say Spanish-Mexican, is it like mixture, people who sort of intermarried the Spanish, obviously Spanish settlers, and then the local people?
Well, yeah, because Mexico was a colony of Spain, so a lot of people from Spain moved to Mexico. Mexico had the native population, they mixed and stuff. It's really a complicated history, but that's enough for now.
Mm-hmm. So you said cowboys. They're not that romantic an idea. They're just cattle workers. So they ride horses to herd cattle. 实际上就是放牛的这种感觉。有点类似于我觉得放牛郎，但是可能比那个稍微有一点不一样。So it does sound like just a routine work, like any other type of job.
Well, I mean, there are unique skills to this job. Like, you do need to be able to ride a horse. And a lot of cowboys also know how to use what's called a lasso.
Oh, I know lasso. L-A-S-S-O. Lasso is the rope that they use to tie the cows. To basically, like, it's like a circle, like a loop they will throw at the cow and try to tie the cow.
Yeah, they usually throw it around their head or their legs to catch them and so they can tie them down so they can do things like doctor them, give them medicine, and so on.
That looks very difficult.
It is an incredibly difficult task. I tried it when I was a kid.
Oh, really? Why would you try that?
Well, because I come from a family of cowboys. My family had a cattle ranch for generations.
Whoa, so we're speaking to a true descendant from cowboys.
Yeah, I wouldn't call myself a cowboy, but my family was.
Okay, so now tell us about the whole style. I can't wait to discuss their whole ensemble. 整个牛仔的这个造型就,
well,
就特别酷。
When most people think of cowboys, they think of clothing.
Oh.
And what clothing do you think comes to people's heads first?
The cowboy hat, the special shirt, and then the belt, and then also the boots.
Yeah, so let's start with the cowboy hat, which is a fairly unique hat. It's a broad rimmed hat. It kind of sticks up a bit. It's curved. I mean, it's functional because it's supposed to protect your head from the sun. But it also is a fashion statement. So a lot of cowboys will have their work cowboy hat, which will be like really dirty, dusty, broken up. And they'll also have their special occasion cowboy hat, which will be pristine, perfectly clean. And they're really expensive, to be honest, if you want to buy one.
Oh, an authentic cowboy hat.
If you want like a nice quality one.
But what about the shirt? I always wonder, especially if you see some of the, like, the typical or stereotypical cowboy shirts, they're all very flowery with these patterns. 这个牛仔这种衬衫上面好像都有一些花纹，感觉有点花里胡哨的。
Well, that's the Mexican culture coming through. Now, they'll wear stuff like that for special occasions, but a cowboy work shirt would be just a simple button-down shirt with a collar that's usually kind of thick, protect you from the sun or the cold and the wind. And then they usually wear thick jeans, like Levi's jeans, and then they have big leather belts, and then sometimes you see cowboys with belt buckles that are the size of a small plate.
James, you know that in Chinese, jeans is actually translated into cowboy pants.
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah. So, were they one of the ones to wear jeans first?
Actually, no. Jeans were originally created for miners.
Okay. So, that's kind of an interesting confusion. And the boots they're wearing.
Well, cowboy boots are just kind of simple leather riding boots. They're designed for riding horses because you can hook them into the place where you put your feet on the horse and then can protect your feet.
And they usually they will wear like spurs, 那个马刺, yeah?
If you're riding, yes. If you're not riding, don't wear spurs.
But all of these, a lot of these are now fashion statements, not just functional.
Oh, yes. So a lot of these cowboy fashions, you will see people who in the cities, lots of places wearing like cowboy shirts are a popular style of shirts for everyone. Same with cowboy boots.
By the way, you have cowboy this, cowboy that. Is there ever cowgirl fashion?
Oh, sure. There's cowboy and cowgirl. Cowgirls tend to wear the same style of clothes that are just tailored towards a woman's body instead of a man's body.
Yeah, but do you actually have cowgirls who work in the same sort of work?
Yes.
Oh.
Less common, but they do exist.
They're good. So we still have the advanced episode to go through. So to end the basic episode, James, can you actually teach us some of the words, some of the expressions that cowboys use? Because I see them a lot in any movies or TV with the idea of cowboy.
Okay, so I'm going to give you the cowboy word, and let's see if you can guess the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first one. Howdy.
Howdy just means hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Howdy.
So we can just, when you want to, so people will say howdy.
Howdy.
And it's usually paired with this next word, y'all.
Y'all is you all.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this one's used a lot. I use this in class, and my students are like, y'all?
Yeah.
What do you mean, y'all?
Howdy, I mean, y'all.
Howdy, y'all. Hi, y'all. Next one. Wet your whistle.
Wet your whistle? Do cowboys wear like a whistle or something?
No. This means to have a drink, specifically alcohol. Oh. So if you want to have a beer or a whiskey, you can say you want to let's wet your whistle.
Wet your whistle. 就是弄湿你的口哨。Guess it's more like have something to drink, and so it kind of wet your lips, perhaps?
Wet your lips, wet your tongue, things like that, yeah.
Okay.
Next one. City slicker.
City slicker. Something to do with city, I know, but not so much the slicker part.
It's a city person, someone who grew up or was raised in a city.
Why would they say that?
It's usually a term because a lot of people who come from the city then move to the countryside or move to a more cattle ranch area. They're not really familiar with how things work, or they might be really inexperienced. So we'll just call them city slickers.
So as opposed to cowboys, as opposed to people who are in the countryside.
Right.
Is this a little bit of a, kind of like in a jokey way?
Yeah, it is.
City slicker. And?
Well, last one for today, a saloon.
Oh, I know saloon is where you drink. It's like a Western bar.
Yeah, it's a bar. So then they'll still use this term today. So you can go to some parts of rural America, especially places with cowboys and cattle ranches, and they'll actually have saloons. So say the local saloon, and it's a place to have a drink.
I've seen it in some Western films. Okay, so I think we'll wrap up here. Next time, maybe, James, you can share with us more about the regular workday for cowboys and also some interesting cowboy activities.
Yeah, we can talk about some sports involving cowboys.
Okay. What is your perception of cowboys? Have you ever had any interactions? Or do you have a favorite Western film? Let us know in the comment section. Until next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.